Well, the cheerful voice on the phone that we normally hear at this time of day belongs to Larry Weber, but this morning we get a call from Mrs. Larry Weber, who said that Larry had a sore throat and was under strict instructions not to talk. And so we reached out to our vast level, our vast network of contacts. And this morning, starring in the role of Larry Weber is our substitute, Laura Erickson. Good morning, Larry. Laura.
I get to be the emergency auxiliary backup, Larry.
You do indeed. You do indeed. We are lucky that when it comes to folks that can talk about the natural world, we've got a really deep bench. So let's find out. Yesterday, we welcomed Tara Smith from Wildwoods Rehabilitation to our air, and she said that right now they've got a lot of owls that are coming through Wildwoods. What's going on with the owls, snowy and barred owls in particular? She said, what's going on with them? Why are they ending up hurt and at Wildwoods?
Snowy owls are having what we call an eruption or invasion year, and it is not just in our neck of the woods. It's pretty much throughout a lot of the main places I've heard so far have been in the eastern United States, but they're really huge in Minnesota and Wisconsin, but all the way to New York, and it's been really fun listening to all the people who are thrilled to see them. A little disturbing when there was one in Chicago. Apparently there were photographers encircling the poor bird, like every which way, so there was no way out. And I can't imagine that the photographers were having that good of a time, since the background for the snowy owl, whichever direction you were looking, was more photographers. But they are from the tundra, and so they get down here and don't have a clue, especially the young ones who've never been here before. Some we've had year after year in the Duluth Harbor, and they learn, you know, where to go, what to do, how to live with railroad cars and a bridge that goes up and down and things like that. But the new ones who have never been down here before get very confused. And some of them have trouble hunting. They have never seen cars before, so some of them get hit. They are so close to Santa, but have never talked to him about what you do with chimneys. And so they drop down chimneys, like the famous one, Mocha, that dropped down the Alakef smokestack. So some of them get into a lot of trouble. And if they've had a little bit of trouble and are even just kind of bruised somewhere or something, they can have more trouble hunting, and then they start starving. And the ones that leave the tundra are not starving. They did not leave because they are starving. Because if they were starving, there's no way they could fly thousands of miles to get here. But they... when they do have problems and do have trouble hunting, they can find themselves at a very low weight. And those birds in trouble are the ones that appear, that people call about or can easily capture themselves and bring to Wildwoods.
Why would they go somewhere else if they weren't starving? What's their motivation?
Oh, well, we're still teasing that out. One of their main prey species is the lemming. And lemmings have these crazy ups and downs in their population. They're very cyclical. When the lemming population is extremely high, the snowy owls pig out. And the more fat a female has on her when she's starting to reproduce, the more eggs she produces, the more babies they produce that year, and there's a whole lot of lemmings to be feeding all those babies. Now we get to fall, and the babies are spreading out from their families. The adults who already know all the ins and outs and have picked their winter territories will not let those youngsters take over their territory. And so it's a crowding issue more than a hunger issue. But then the lemming population plunges. And so we get two different kinds of invasions. The invasions when there's so many lemmings that there's way more snowy owls than there are winter territories. And then we get, the lemming population has crashed. And then each bird needs a bigger territory to get enough food. And they eat other things, too. They don't only eat lemmings. They take snowshoe hares. They take ptarmigans. They take, whatever they can get. And they're our heaviest owl in the world. So they're pretty darn effective hunters. But they need a bigger territory, so they chase each other out. So then, even though there was very low reproduction in the years of very few lemmings, the territories need to be bigger, so they chase out birds again.
Now, Larry Weber did mention, I think last week and perhaps the week before, he's really worried about animals like the snowshoe hare because without a lot of snow cover, their coat has already changed. And so
yes,
they're pretty easy to see.
Somebody
emailed the snowy owls and said, hey, you can find snowshoe hares down around Duluth.
Yeah, on the outskirts of Duluth, they can get them. I love seeing them up here. Tragically, they get more ticks than anything, but we don't have to think about that right now because it's December, not June, when I take all these harrowing pictures of snowshoe hares with their whole big ears filled with ticks.
Oh, and you did just say harrowing, didn't you?
Now, while people are out and about this weekend, look in all the conifer trees for crossbills because we're having a good year for those, both white-winged crossbills, which you can find in spruce trees and tamaracks and all kinds of trees. And then if you're looking in pine trees, they're more likely to be red crossbills. But both species are around. And this is a great weekend to get out to the Saxon Bog.
It is, as a matter of fact. One of our other talented Larry Weber co-hosts mentioned that the Saxon Bog Welcome Center opens for the season on Saturday, and Clinton Nienhaus is the education director there. He's doing a number of field trips also on Saturday. We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find out. And don't they have some kind of a big wig broadcast personality giving a keynote speech on Saturday night?
No, not this weekend. That's in February when they have their big Saxon Bog birding festival, and I get to be the keynote speaker this year. I'm very excited about that. You can find out about all their field trips, including the details tomorrow. For Clinton's field trip, people will be meeting at the Welcome Center at the Bog at 8 a.m., but they want people to just let them give them a heads up that they're coming. And so if you just go to saxzim.org, and I'm sure you guys will have a nice link right at Northland Morning so people can find the website. That's also where you can find out how to get around the bog, where the Welcome Center is. I'm geographically impaired, so I can find it, but I could never tell anybody how I found it. So.
Ah, the beauty of GPS. Well, it sounds wonderful. Laura, thank you so much for being Larry this morning. Larry,
well, a shadow of the real thing, but I'm honored that I got to play his emergency auxiliary backup.
Now, Larry usually has something to say about, well, frequently he'll share a poem, but I realize you're going to either have one memorized that you can share. All right. Larry frequently will share a poem, so you can share a poem this morning then before we let you go.
Because we're supposed to get a dust of snow this weekend, today even, I will give you my Robert Frost poem, A Dust of Snow. The way a crow shook down on me, the dust of snow from a hemlock tree has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I had rued.
Laura Erickson, starring this morning as Larry Weber, right here on 103.3 KUMD. It is 8:35, and this is Northland Morning.